This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Right, hello, good evening, welcome, thank you for joining. What I want to do this evening is, given that Lag BaOmer, Mitzvah Hashem, is on Sunday, and there's a lot of talk around town, Friday you can take haircuts, I just want to clarify the issue, if I may. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golko@gmail.com. You've got the handout in front of you. Straightforward, easy, I think, and I hope. The starting point is the Gemara in Yevamos. This is really where it all begins. The Gemara in Yevamos, Samach Beis Amud Beis. Shneim also Elef Zugim Talmidim Hoyle Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva had 12,000 pairs of students, i.e. 24,000 students. Migibas Adan Tipras, from place A to place B. V'kulon Mesu B'perek Echod. And they all died during one period of time. This is it. This is the source where it all comes from. And the world was desolate. Nebuch, 24,000 students, the yeshiva world, effectively, of that day, was devastated. Ad Shebor Bekiva Etzer Abbasim Shebedarim. The Rebbe Kiva sort of picked himself up, brushed himself down, and started over. And he went down south. Vishinolahem, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Loz ben Shamua. And he taught sort of Torah to these five students and, as it were, made sure that the transmission process was going to continue. Vahem heim heimidu Torah oisashah. And that rebuilt Torah in that period. Tana kulam meisum Pesach ad Atzeres. And they all died from Pesach ad Atzeres. Now, there are different girsas exactly when they died, and there are different traditions as to when they died. The tradition is they died over a 33-day period. And exactly when that is unclear. And that's why there are different minhagim. If you look at the Kitzur, he just summarizes it and says, B'mei HaSfira, Meis V'tamdei Rebbe Akiva, B'shleisha U'shleishim Yom. They died over a period of 33 days. V'lachei Nagim B'yom Elu K'tzas Avelus. And therefore, this is a period of mourning. There are other reasons as well, but this is the standard reason. She'ein Noisim Noshim V'ein Mistaprim. Those are the two main issues, that we don't have weddings, nor do we take haircuts. And of course, there's also music that we don't listen to as well. Now, there are different ways to calculate the 33 days. We call them the first half and the second half. That's not quite accurate, but we know what we mean. The first half, pretty much, is from Pesach through to Lag BaOmer, generally. That's the first half. Of course, it's more than a half, it's about two-thirds, but we call it the first half. The second half is either from the second Aviyah, the day after Rosh Chodesh, through to Shavuos, all the way, or it's from Rosh Chodesh itself, through to the third of Sivan, i.e. not including the Shleishis Me'agbola, the 3 days leading up to Shavuos. It depends where you start the second half, as it were, from. Is it from Rosh Chodesh itself, or is it from the second of Iyar, which is the day after the second day of Rosh Chodesh? And then, that's the first half and the second half. And then you have the entire sphere, which is based on the Arizal. It's Minhag Chabad, and other people do that as well. So, three traditions, as it were, what we keep. The first half, which is Pesach to Lag BaOmer. The second half, which is either second of Iyar to Shavuos, or Rosh Chodesh Iyar through to the third of Sivan, just before, 3 days before Shavuos. Or the entire sphere. Now, there is a difference within all of that, within, let's say, the first half, i.e. Pesach through to Lag BaOmer, there is a different Masorah in the Ashkenazi world and the Sephardi world. And that is really a reflection of what the Ramah and the Machaber say in Shulchan Aruch. So let's take a look, first of all, at the Machaber, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, and this is really the position that Sephardim would follow. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Pesach, which is the very end of Hilchas Pesach, Simen Tov Tzadi Gimel Sif Beis. Noyagim Shaloli Stape Ad Lag La'omer. The minhag is not to shave, take a haircut, until Lag La'omer, She'omrim She'oz Pasku Milamas, because that's when they stopped dying. Ve'ein Lihistape Ad Yom Lad. And you can't actually take a haircut or shave until the 34th day of Yom Baboike. Unless the 30 Lag BaOmer itself is on a Friday, which is it's not this year, of course. Now, therefore, the Mechaber is saying we go up to Lag BaOmer. What's that about? So it explains the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Vav, Ad Lag LaOmer, that Yunagim Shaloli Staper Ad Lag LaOmer, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ad Vaad Bichlal. It's 33 full days. Vahainu Ad Lag Yomim Shleimim. kol echod lailoi v'yomei, a 24-hour day. Masha'en kein yom lamadalad, but on the 34th day, lo hichmiraboy, they were not stringent to keep that, ki im b'layla b'vad, only the night of the 34th day of the Omer, av m'sheyeir hayom, but when it gets light in the morning, la'acha ha'netzachama, muta, to mix this hayom kukuloi, because that's already part of the day, is like a full day, which is a generally accepted practice in Avelus. So Rachman, it's not a person who's sitting Shiva, we know he doesn't actually sit 7 full days. On the 7th day, miksas hayom kukulei, a part of the day is like a full day, and therefore they sit for a little bit, a few moments, on the 7th morning, and then they get up. Well, so too, says, explains the Mishnah Berurah, when the Mechaber says they died over a period of 33 full days, and it spilled into the 34th day, therefore they keep until Lad Ba'omer, and Sha'om Sha'oz Pasku. Now what does that mean? They stopped dying on the 33rd day. However, explains the Mishnah Berurah, after Gam B'Yom Lamadalad Mesu, even though they did still die on the 34th day, Mishum Zehichmiru Gam Kolel Yildalad, and to sort of commemorate that, we keep the 34th night, says the Mechaber, Ad Hanet, Efshad De'ikah Hafsokahoy B'Yom Lamad Gimel, over Yom Lamadalad Remesu Rak Ma'at. So quoting the Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Sephardi tradition is that they died over a period of 33 days. They sort of slowed down, the dying sort of slowed down on the 34th day. Only a few died on the 34th day. And therefore, we sort of mark that by keeping 33 full days and then the night of the 34th. And therefore, Sephardim this year, Lag Ba'omer is on Sunday, Lad Ba'omer is on Monday. And therefore, the Sephardim will not be able to take a haircut or shave until Monday morning. Good. The Ad Kan, the Mechaber and Sephardim. Now, Ashkenazim. The Ramad, Hagot, that's the Ramad talking now in box D. But Medinas Elu, i.e. in Medinas Ashkenaz, the Ramad is writing in Krakow, this is Eastern Europe. Ein Nagint Kedvar, we don't follow the above opinion of the Mechaber. El Mistaprin Biyom Lag, we actually take haircuts from the 33rd day. Or Marbin Boktas Simcha, we increase our Simcha a little bit, there's whatever there are, the trips, the activities. The Ein Omen by Tachanun, and we don't say Tachanun. And quoting the Maharil, we only actually begin taking haircuts from the morning of Lag Ba'Omer and not the night of. In the previous years, we've discussed the different opinions about the night of Lag Ba'Omer. Can you have weddings on the night of Lag Ba'Omer? Is it from Netzachama? Is it from Alos HaShachar? That we discussed in the previous year. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains the position of the Ramah in Sif Katzen Ches, B'Yom Lamed Gimel, Desvir Lei, the Biyom Lag Poskul Legamri Milomas. His tradition is that they actually stopped dying completely on the 33rd day. So as opposed to the Mechaber who says they stopped dying on the 34th day, the Ramos says they stopped dying on the 33rd day. Ad Lag Ba'atzmai, Tahaynu again La'acha Shetonet Sachama, after Nates, after dawn, V'hatam L'ditu Gamkein Mishum Miksas Hayom Kukulei. The same as above, Miksas Hayom Kukulei. V'lomi Be'erev. Okay. The Yesh Me'achronim, says the Mishnah Berurah in Yudalef, Yesh Me'achronim Shemekidim Nehistahmi Be'erev, that they actually do allow shaving in the evening of Lag Ba'omer. The Siyim El Yerabba De Mikom Okum Nesuim Le'Roisi Me'kidim Ki'im Be'yom Lamed Gimel Ba'omer Ba'atzmai Ve'lo Be'lalim. When it comes to weddings, says the El Yerabba, we do it on the day of Lag Ba'omer, not the night before. Like I said, in previous years we discussed Rav Moshe has a tshuva on that, but not for now. Ochein, Kashechol Lag Ba'omer Be'erev Shabbos. Now this is what's relevant for this year. When Lag Ba'Omer falls, sorry, this is not the point I was trying to make. Ochen, kashechol Lag Ba'Omer be'erev Shabbos, v'hu loy sha'as hadchak, lasus b'yom, ef sheshesh lahokel lasus b'layla shelofonov. That's talking about weddings. Okay, fine. But what's clear is that the Ramah says that when Lag Ba'Omer falls on a Sunday, he adds, v'shum kovet ha-Shabbos, it would be okay to shave and to take haircuts on Friday to cover Shabbos, because it would look a bit funny. Everyone's rushing to the barber on Sunday morning, and you know, straight after Shabbos, you're going to clean yourself up. You know, people look around shul at the moment, in the men's section at least. Men look very disheveled, and they could do with a good haircut and a beard trim and everything else. So, therefore, Mishum Kovet Shabbos, it seems a little bit off that Sunday morning we're doing it straight and we're not doing it now. So, therefore, there will be a very interesting difference in shul this coming Friday night. Ashkenazim will look sort of well-groomed. shaved and clean, and Sfaradim not, because they've got to wait till Monday morning. That's good. That's the background to this. Now, what's interesting is that what about if you have a fellow who he had a very busy Friday, or he forgot? He comes to shul, shakara, he's still scratching and feeling very uncomfortable, and he sees all around him everyone's clean shaven because he forgot to learn this Ramah, that when Lag BaOmer falls on a Sunday, you're allowed to shave on a Friday, the covered Shabbos. Is he allowed to shave on Motzi Shabbos? So that, I saw in the Dirshu notes, he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman. If you take a look on the next page, Kosov B'Shalat Shuvus Er Letzion. This is one of the Dirshu, one of the editions of the Mishnah Berurah, a popular edition nowadays, that the Shalat and Shuvus of the Er Letzion writes, K'shechol Lag BaOmer B'Yom Rishon, like we just mentioned, that the Ramah says that when your Lag BaOmer falls on a Sunday, you can shave that year on the Friday. The only heta is Lekovet Shabbos, is on Friday. But on Motzei Shabbos is not Lekovet Shabbos. And unless you hold that the whole of Lag BaOmer anyway is the night before, which is not the contemporary mainstream view, and therefore you've missed it and you've got to wait till Sunday morning. Now also, another important point, just because you can take a haircut or shave on Friday, Lekovet Shabbos, that does not mean that you can have, there can be weddings on Friday morning, nor does it mean you can listen to music on Friday morning. That you have to wait till Sunday morning, till Netzach Hama. That is the traditional standard view. Okay, so there we have it. This year, because Lag BaOmer is on a Sunday, Ashkenazim following the Ramah will be able to shave Lekovet Shabbos on Friday, and Sfaradim will follow the Ramah, will follow the Machaber, and they'll have to wait till the morning of Lag BaOmer, which this year is on a Monday, and the Heta is to shave and to haircut Lekovet Shabbos, but the other restrictions do not sort of fall aside, and that you have to wait till Lag BaOmer is normal. And if you forget to shave on a Friday for the Ashkenazim, then they'll have to wait till Sunday, and Motzei Shabbos is not Lekovet Shabbos, and you will be able to do it then. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.